Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, and you are very welcome to hear points of view and thoughts that you might not hear anywhere else. Because this show is not a politically correct show, it's a politically incorrect show. It's a show in which the rubber hits the road. It's a show in which you're going to not hear media lies or media falsehoods or political code words or political hype. You're going to hear what is the product of critical thought and some degree of reflection. So you'll get something true and factual here to the best of our all ability on this show. Next, I want to tell you that I'm a Christian, and that's a very, very important matter for me, because I believe that it is the true faith, even though there are different points of view and different roads people take. I believe this is the right road. It's the right road for me. It's the road of the ancient creeds, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed, and the Apostles' Creed. It is a show of biblical authority. And when I speak of biblical authority, I'm talking about the historical Christian faith, the faith of Luther, the faith of Calvin, the faith of Augustine, the faith of Origen. All these people are people who adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture. Next, I am also a writer. I've written 10 books, and I'm writing 4 more, actually. I've written Christian books and legal books. And these books have been bought widely. One book, An Essay in Christian Worldview, has been bought as a bestseller and has been widely in most of the branches of the University of California college system and also many colleges in Louisiana. And, of course, 4 Dutch universities, major Dutch and a couple of German universities. It has been bought by many, many faraway places, New Zealand, Australia, etc., quite widely bought. I also have another book, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, also widely bought. And my book on the parables has been very, very popular, and was initially bought by the Jesuit University in Japan. And I have to say that I've posted 41 of these interpretations of parables on my website and on social media, where they are readily available for you to seek an interpretation of the words of Christ. And I also run 2 radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. They have been visited by many people from all over the world. This Blog Talk radio show has a Saudi Arabian visitor, and as well as from the United Kingdom, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, Japan, and anywhere you might imagine. In addition, the podcast show has over 4,000 visitors from 76 countries, and both of these shows have had visitors from Muslim countries, I'm pleased to say. I've had a number of Muslim visitors, including a novelist and a scientist from Istanbul, and recently I've been in contact with an Iranian philosophy student. Very happy to know my dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Most welcome that they are willing to listen to the Christian point of view, even though they may not share that faith exactly. They are willing to listen and read. I've also written over 500 blogs, and these blogs are posted on academia.edu and on my website and social media, and many of them also have been visited by people from China and Muslim countries. That's just some of the information you might know about me. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about what I think is a very important topic. That topic is what is the effect of the decline of literacy or reading? Or print, better put it, what is the effect of the decline of print? I think it's fair to say that our present society is governed by images. Fancy images, pretty images, attractive images. They can be found on People magazine. They can be found everywhere. They can be found on your computer. They can be found on television. They can be found in just where anybody want to go. Our society seems to communicate, shall we say, through images. Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, images have a limited conveyance of knowledge and thought. They really don't do much for most of us, these images. They're a quick fix, just like an emails and cell phones. And we live in a quick fix culture where there's very little thought communicated, if any thought at all. We are living in a society of emails, of cell phones, of computers, of smartphones, of digital media. And these are mostly images. People seem to have thrust upon them constantly images. And I have to say that for me, I don't learn anything from these images. If there's anything to learn, I don't think it's through images. But that seems to be what our society seems to convey knowledge to people. And I have my doubts whether knowledge is being conveyed. And as a result, people, because of the quick fix culture we live in, can't focus effectively on print. Now, print media is sort of on the decline, you might say. It's not as prevalent as it used to be when print was the only method of communication. In today's world, print has taken a back seat. And I have to say that I don't think this is good, because I believe that any effective thinking, and particularly complex thinking, will and must occur in print. And when people no longer have access to print or use print or are affected by print or read print, their ability to think and discern honestly and complex thoughts will be significantly affected. So I have to say that any kind of thought beyond the most basic kind of thought seen in a quick fix image, those are basic communication. But print as a method of communication is not basic. It brings people to a more complex level of thinking. And I think this is true, that in the absence of print, our society, in thinking more beyond the basics of a few images and words, if our ability to think is decimated and effective. And that's bad, because when people don't use print, when they're not affected by print, when they are not reading print of a complex character, and that print in the past was far more complex than it is today. I personally have many of the writings of Karl Marx's most complex presentation. John Stuart Mill, English philosopher, 19th century, most complex presentation. I have the debates of Lincoln Douglas debates. These are people who went to fourth grade, and yet their presentation on these debates in that book are quite complex and demanding. When you don't have print, which makes demands on people's thinking capacities, the society will be inevitably and completely brought down. Let me say this. When people are no longer able to read, when they are moved into a dark area of thinking, their ability to think will be very, very limited, and their ability to discern will be very, very limited. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the danger. This is the danger zone. If we live in a society where people essentially don't have access to print, don't think in terms of print, are not presented with complex books in print, then our society, we who can tell what might happen? People will be essentially unable to think and discern. You can see it every day. No complex sentences, no complex thinking is presented. Very simple basic thoughts are communicated orally today. And certainly there is no print medium equal to what it was presented in the past with Moby Dick of Herman Melville, extremely complex work and novel, or John Stuart Mill, again, extremely complex thinker. Karl Marx, an extremely complex thinker. Bertrand Russell, an English philosopher, an extremely complex thinker. And, of course, the novelists like Charles Dickens, Thackeray, War and Peace, Tolstoy. These were very relatively complex print presentations which demanded a great deal from the people reading them. And I question today, if this continues, if the print medium is eliminated or becomes so basic in its presentation that people are not able to actually discern and think, what could happen? We could have a society which is manipulated by images, where people are fooled by images and slogans, where people are made fools of and manipulated and are unable to discern because of the slogans and images presented to them. It's very, very dangerous, this particular development. And if it continues where people can't think because of their inability to use print and understand print beyond a very basic level of a headline in a newspaper, headline in the Post, or a menu, if you can't go further than that, our entire society is declining to zero. And the result might be, I can't predict it, but when people can't discern and can't think, because print is the only medium that develops people's thinking, and a movie, a television show, a computer image, a cell phone, an email, they don't develop or make demands on people's brains and thoughts. It's only complex print presentations that do that. And if we live in the present society where this is occurring, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, we could be led down to a dictatorial, manipulative, totalitarian society, because people will be so easily manipulated and fooled and befuddled by these images and slogans. And whereas in the past, it was print that demanded people's attention, and that print medium has been decimated and is virtually gone. There are no newspapers like the Herald Tribune, such as the Herald Tribune and the New York Times, or the many newspapers in the past where many opinions were printed, many ideas were promulgated. It's a different world, a world of simplistic thinking, the world of the quick fix, a world of images. And as I said, images do not convey truth. They do not convey facts. They do not convey thinking. It is only in complex, involved print that thinking is able to occur. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, you are the parents of the new generation. Don't have your children fooled and befuddled by slogans and images, which will bring them nowhere but down. Bring to them the complex work of the past, the complex prints of the past, War and Peace, Anna Karenina, Moby Dick, whatever. Bring them to the level of these people's thinking. John Stuart Mill, Bertrand Russell, T.S. Eliot, bring your children to the level of these people's discernment and thinking so that they can rescue our society from possible ignorance and darkness and a dictatorial system of political manipulation. I ask you to listen to what I say, ladies and gentlemen, and give it some thought. And get your children with that library through the library card, or have them read Henry James, have them read Bertrand Russell, have them read John Stuart Mill, have them read John Bunyan, have them read C.S. Lewis, have them read anything about the character I described, which will bring their minds up rather than have an image and slogan pulling them down to lies and falsehoods. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast.